Earlier on this program, Tim Cummings told you about Goldwave, which is a sound processor and editor. Brian Hartgen, in his Infotech program a couple of weeks ago, available in the on-demand archives of ACB Radio, also told you about SoundForge, an incredibly powerful, easy-to-use, very speech-friendly program for Windows that does the same kind of thing as Goldwave. There's also CoolEdit out there, which is popular. Those sorts of programs, I guess, you would call the kind of word processors of the sound industry. There is, however, a call for what I like to think of as the notepad of the sound industry, just a simple little editor or note-taker or something like that. Now, there is Sound Recorder, but that almost goes to the other extreme. I would almost call that the Edlin of the sound industry, and maybe some of you don't remember Edlin, and you're very lucky. I have found a program thanks to a message that was posted to the PC audio email list that I run, and if you're interested in any kind of audio on the PC, whether it be listening to your favorite stations on the internet, making the most of the players that you have, whether you want to get into making MP3 files from your CDs or finding MP3 files or doing complex recordings, the PC audio list is one to subscribe to. It is comprised of blind people, so it has us in mind. And if you want to join that list, send a blank email to pc-audio-subscribe@egroups.com. That's pc-audio-subscribe@egroups.com. And one of the programs that was recommended on there, and it was never really followed up by anyone apart from the original poster, is a program called Recall Pro from a company called Sagebrush. And I filed this away with a view to taking a look at it sometime, and I've taken a look at it and thought that I'd share it with you because it's a very nice program. Recall Pro is a simple little sound recorder, and yet it offers some features that you may not find anywhere else too easily. It allows you to set a number of times of the day when the program comes on and then turns off again. So if you have something connected to your sound card, like an FM tuner or a TV card or something like that, you can record your favorite programs easily enough. It also has a voice-activated mode. This has a lot of applications that could be particularly useful. The obvious one is dictation. If you're going to be doing a lot of thinking about what you're saying, maybe you're even recording something for main menu that you haven't scripted, and you want to be able to comfortably pause between sentences and not have the tape recorder keep rolling, or the virtual tape recorder, I guess. Well, it does that as well. But that has other applications, such as recording from scanners, if you want to do that. Maybe you want to record, for some reason, traffic off a ham radio repeater. Maybe you are in a customer service business where you've got your computer connected to the telephone and you need to monitor tech support calls for whatever reason. You know, you often hear the message that your call may be monitored for quality assurance purposes. You could use this application for that purpose. It has a lot of other cool features, one which will excite many people that I haven't talked about yet, and I'll get there. Let me just show you how this works. I'm going to go to the Start menu. I have Window Eyes running today.
Start menu.
Because I think I had JFW running last time I did the demonstration. One tries to be fair.
S equals Sagebrush pull down.
Sagebrush.
R equals.
It's the Sagebrush group, and now
R equals Recall Pro.
Recall Pro is the name of the program. There is a slightly cheaper version called Recall. I just downloaded the Pro version because I wanted to see the fully featured option. And what was amazing to me when I downloaded this program was that it's only about 400K. And it packs a lot of punch in that 400K, believe me. Now I'm presented with a simple screen. My window title is saying
Recall Pro on register day 1. Normal.
Fair enough. And I can now tab around this screen.
Y equals play button.
We've got a play button there.
W equals room button.
The rewind button, by default, if you just tap the spacebar when you're in a file, it jumps you back by a minute. But you can also use other modifiers with it to move by a second at a time, or by segments, because you can set markers in this file.
S equals stop button. A equals forward button. 0, 100 of 100.
This is the Vox control, the voice activation. It's set at 0 at the moment, which means that it's not going. The higher you set it, the more sensitive it's going to become. It is possible to make it far too sensitive. I'll just adjust that now for the first experiment that we're going to do with this program.
90 of 100, 80 of 100, 70 of 100.
I'm using the page up to go forward 10 steps at a time. I think we'll try it there and just see how it goes.
P equals position. 0 of 1000.
That's a really nice feature. It allows you to quickly move through the file using the page up and page down keys or the arrow keys.
R equals rec. But.
And we've got the record button. So we've set the voice activation. I'm just going to do a control N for new file. We could also go to the pull down menus and choose new from the file menu. It's a very simple menu structure. Just tap the alt key.
F equals file pull down. E equals edit pull down. O equals options pull down. H equals help pull down.
So you've got file, edit, options and help across the top of the screen. Before I do my recording though, let me show you another feature of this application that's really nice. We'll go to the options menu with Alt-O.
P equals preferences.
There are a lot of choices on this options menu, but preferences is what I want.
Menu close.
And I'm being presented with a multi-page dialogue. A whole lot of tabs across the top. And they are...
General. Wave. File. Record. Playback. Timer. Box. Driver. Switches. Hotkey. Hotkey.
Okay, hotkey's the last one, and that's what I want. What we can do is set hotkeys that apply not just when you're inside the program, because there are hotkeys already set up for that, but they're actually universal. As long as the program is running, these hotkeys work from anywhere. So you might be in a web browser or something like that and hear a bit of music that you want to record. You just have this running in the background. It can be minimized to the system tray if you want so that it's not interfering with the taskbar. Hit the hotkey you nominate and you're recording off your sound card. It's very nice. Let me just set up a couple of hotkeys.
P equals hotkey for play toggle. None. Hotkey field.
Well, F1 is the help key, and actually, the context-sensitive help in this program is some of the best I've seen. If I just hit F1 here, for example...
Hotkey toggles sound playback. Hitting the hotkey starts sound playing and hitting again stops playing. This function is useful for starting and stopping audio. For typing dictation into a word processor, the operator can keep hands on the keyboard without needing to switch between word processor and sound programs by clicking a mouse. Can be any key or function key with Alt, Shift, and Control modifiers.
Very nice. We'll just hit Escape to close down that help.
Property.
And I'm going to hit F2 for my play hotkey. So that now will work from anywhere as long as it's open.
R equals hotkey for record title. None. Hotkey field.
I'm going to hit F3 for my record. And then if I do one more.
A equals hotkey for activate. None.
This is a hotkey that will actually bring the program to the foreground from anywhere. I won't set that for now. Well, I may as well. I'll just hit F4. And now,
okay.
We'll hit the OK button.
Rec 1.tmp recall pro on register day 1.
I'm going to Alt-Tab into my volume control now for Windows.
Recording
and it's
control.
Open at recording properties.
SC, microphone, volume track bar, 0 of 2.
And we're at the microphone which is wound right up. I'm going to do a recording and I've set the voice activation a little, as you recall. And I'm going to see how well this works. And the way I'm going to do that is by starting to record and talking for a while. Then I will turn the volume control right down in my microphone recording properties for this computer. And then turn it back up and we'll see what kind of a job it makes. I'm going to hit F3.
Rec 1.tmp.
And it kind of does some screwy things with the focus at this point.
Rec 1.
But I can Alt-Tab back into my recording controls now and say, hello world, I'm recording on this Recall Pro device. Now I'm going to hit the end key to turn my volume control for the microphone all the way down on the computer. The microphone is right down now. And so it shouldn't be recording. With a bit of luck, if the voice activation is set right, it's just recording silence and it will get rid of it. I'm just going to turn the volume right up now.
Zero,
okay,
two.
I've turned the volume back up. And with a bit of luck, it's recording again. Now I'm going to Alt-Tab back into the application and hit Alt-S for stop.
R equals rec.
And you could also hit Alt-Y for play, because we're in the application, but of course we also set up F2, so we'll just hit that. And it kind of does some screwy things with the focus at this point, but I can Alt-Tab back into my recording controls now and say, hello world, I'm recording on this Recall Pro device. Now I'm going to hit the end key to turn my volume control for the microphone all the way down on the computer. Okay, I've turned the volume back up. Now, you see, there was no real gap there. It stopped recording. And then when it noticed that I was talking again, it started again, and it doesn't cut my first word off. That actually really impressed me with this voice activation. Because it's digital, It did not at all cut my first word off as I started to resume the speech, and it could hear me again. Very nice feature, this voice activation thing. As I said, you've got timers, so if you want to record programs, you can do that. But here is something that may just tip the scales for some of you who think, well, maybe I could do with this, but it's not essential. Let me go into the options with Alto and preferences. And I'm going to go into
General
the Wave tab.
Wave.
And let's have a look at this.
R equals resolution. 8 equals 8-bit. Radio button. Unchecked. 1 of 2.
The radio buttons are a bit non-standard. You can actually tab to the next one.
R equals resolution. 1 equals 1-6-bit. Radio button. Check.
Yeah, the 16-bit resolution is always a good idea.
C equals channels. M equals mono.
Yeah, we were just using speech, so that's fine.
C equals combo. Edit box. A equals default sample rate. 22,050.
I've set that. It actually was set very low to something like 8K, but 22K is nice.
P equals default compression. No compression.
Now, this is where the fun starts, folks. Windows has something called the ACM, the Audio Compression Manager. You can have a look at what's in the Audio Compression Manager if you go into Control Panel's Multimedia Properties and take a look at the audio codecs in there. There are all sorts of ways of compressing WAV files. By default, Windows has a number of them, but other programs that you might install also offer some others. What many people don't know is that if you install the free Windows Media Tools from Microsoft, you can actually get a free version of the best MP3 coder out there, not for speed, but for quality, undisputedly the best, and that's the Fraunhofer MP3 encoder. Particularly at low bit rates, it just can't be beat, and many people will say that even at 128K, they can still tell the difference between Fraunhofer and anything else. So, I have the Windows Media Tools installed, and as I arrow down here now,
I'm at 22,000.
I'm just going to hit the M key.
MPEG layer 332 with S 22,050 Hz mono.
So the amazing thing is that we have MP3 as an option here, which means we can actually record an MP3 file in real time.
A self MPEG layer 324 with S 22,050 Hz mono.
Okay, I'm just going to go up one.
MPEG layer 332 with S 22,050 Hz mono.
By the way, the free version of the Fraunhofer MP3 encoder that you get with Windows Media Tools only allows you to record up to 56K stereo. That's fine if you're going to be creating an EasyCast station on Live365, or even if you're doing just speech. 32kbps mono for speech is very good, and you shouldn't generally need to exceed that in most cases. So, we've now got 32kbps mono set as our default form of audio compression.
Okay. Button. Rack 1.
And now I'm going to start a new file with Control N.
Y equals yes. Button. Dialog. Sound file has changed. Graphic. Graphics. Do you want to save?
No, I don't want to save it.
Rack 1.
Let's do some recording now, and with a bit of luck, we'll be recording an MP3 file. I'm going to press F3 to start recording.
S equals stop.
Hi, this is
button.
Jonathan recording an MP3 file in real time. No need to encode it, no need to worry about anything like that, as long as I have the Windows Media Tools installed or some other MP3 codec that fits into the Audio Compression Manager of Windows, then that's all I need. I'm now going to hit Alt-S to stop the recording.
R equals rec.
Now I'm going to save this file with the Control-S.
Edit box. Dialog. Save as.
And I'll do /wav/testing.mp3. I have a .wav directory on my computer.
Rec 1.pmp recall throw unregistered day 1.
Now it's saved it. We're going to make sure that it really has made an MP3 file by going into Winamp and checking in the properties of the file.
Recording
so we'll
control.
Shut this down. Now I'm going to do Control-Alt-3, which is my main Winamp hotkey.
Winamp 2.64.
I actually have a number of copies of Winamp on my machine for different things, set in different ways, but Control-Alt-3 is the generic Winamp one. And I'm going to do L to open the file, and then /wav/testing.mp3.
One tap.
Hi, this is Jonathan recording an MP3 file in real time. No need to encode it, no need to worry about anything like that, as long as I have the Windows Media Tools installed or some other MP3 codec that fits into the Audio Compression Manager of Windows, then that's all I need. I'm now going to hit Alt-S, and I did. That sounds to me like it is compressed. I can hear that it's an MP3 file, but just to prove it to you, I'm going to do an Insert B for bypass and then Alt-3 to get into Winamp's ID3 tag viewer, and also it provides us with information about the file. Let's just have a look.
Size 77,184 bytes. Length 19 seconds. MPEG 2.0 layer 3. 32-bit, 742 frames.
There we go. It's a 32-bit MPEG layer 3. That's an MP3 file. So that is a very nice feature. If you want to make instant MP3 files of stuff that you're recording, I mean, let's say, for example, that you wanted to record material off a reel or vinyl or something like that, and you don't want to necessarily put in the restoration technology through it. You don't want to remove the crackles and the pops that might not need it, or maybe you don't have such programs. You could set up the voice activation technology so that you could hit the record button, and as soon as the music started, this thing would start recording. It would mean that you wouldn't have silence at the beginning of a file, and it would encode it straight as an MP3 file. Actually, the possibilities for this little toy are quite tremendous. Here are the key differences as I understand them to be. The Recall program is only $14. The Recall Pro program is $29, and as I understand it, that is the one that adds the hotkeys that we've talked about. It has a number of features for enabling and disabling the Vox support. It also supports the ability to choose your sound card driver if you have multiple sound cards in your system. One thing that we haven't talked about is the gamepad support. I was actually introduced to these gamepads when Kurzweil 1000 came out with a version of its product that supports the gamepad. So you plug this little device with a whole lot of buttons on it into your game port, and then you can set the program up to have different functions assigned to different keys. Well, the Recall Pro allows you to do that too, and that could be really handy if you're using it in a dictation situation where you can move some distance away from the computer, just sit there with your gamepad and control it from there. But it really is a very useful product, and I'm sure that you'll find one of them of particular use. As far as I can tell, the $14 one does support this very cool recording of MP3 files in real time, as long as you have an MP3 codec installed on your system that goes into the Audio Compression Manager. And as I say, you can download the free Windows Media Tools to do that. They support online purchasing with a secure server with most major credit cards. And the website to go to is www.sagebrush.com. I would give this program 10 out of 10 for what it does. I can't find a fault with it. It's great. That's Recall. And Recall Pro, which is the particular one I'm using, you can download a 30-day trial, and I understand it really is 30 days. In other words, if you use it for a day and then you go to a convention or something, which might take 7 or 8 days away, when you come back, you're still on day 2. So it's 30 days of genuine use before the demonstration expires. Definitely check this out. It's a great program in every respect.